The next coach on the teleconference is Ohio State's Urban Meyer. Ohio State visits Michigan on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on Fox. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement today or go straight to questions?
Straight to questions.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we will conclude the coach's portion of the call. The first question comes from the line of Jake Trotter with ESPN.com.
Yeah, hey, Urban. Baker Mayfield is going into the final 2 weeks of the season here looking like he has the best chance of anyone to win the Heisman. You had a player win the Heisman who also faced a lot of scrutiny in Tim Tebow. You know, how do you recall Tim handling that level of attention while he was at Florida? And then also, you know, what's it been like preparing for and coaching against Mayfield here these last two seasons?
I apologize that I'm so focused on this game that I can speak briefly for Tim that, you know, it was very, you know, the year he won it, he was the golden child. And then, you know, it was almost like after that, he couldn't do anything right, which is not true. He played great. So, you know, he handled it very well. He's always been extremely focused and a balanced young man. So, that's it. And then the second,
what was it like preparing for Mayfield these last two seasons and then, you know, playing against him?
We're playing a team up north.
Your next question comes from the line of Tim May with the Columbus Dispatch.
Thank you. Coach Meyer, as you get ready for Michigan, does Maurice Hurst, their middle guard, their nose guard, how much does he jump out on video to you guys as you prepare for these guys?
Oh, he's one of the best players, if not the best player. He's outstanding. He's been that way for the last couple of years. We have a lot of respect for him.
And the other thing, I don't know if we asked yesterday, but what's the update on Dante Booker's status, et cetera, for this week?
He'll be cleared, so it's good news. He's going to practice today.
Yeah. All right, thanks.
Your next question comes from the line of Bill Bender with Sporting News.
Coach, good afternoon. And in this environment of college football where guys transfer and leave for the NFL early, when you go in and recruit a quarterback, do you envision them being a multiple-year starter for your program?
Certainly, that's what you hope to have happen. Obviously, things happen along the journey, which that's exactly what it is, but that's certainly the way you go out and recruit. You try to take one in each class and develop them and then have good competition for the spot.
And then with JT obviously making the fourth start against Michigan, I mean, obviously maybe not now, but when you look back on that, will you be kind of amazed that you actually had a quarterback go four times against them?
Yeah, it doesn't happen very often, and I think this will be this is going to be a critical game for his career.
Thanks, Coach.
Your next question comes from the line of Ken Rota with WHBC Radio.
Urban, you've been very successful in rivalry games, regardless of where you've coached. I'm just curious, have you used the same formula here at Ohio State in preparing for that, or is it different because of the magnitude of this rivalry?
I actually learned about the rivalry here, and I took that with me on my journey at different stops. And I just, you know, I'm a big fan of rivalries and big fan of the pageantry of college football, which I think rivalries separates, you know, college football from other sports. And so I just have always had great respect for rivalries.
Is there one common denominator, Urban, when you've won your rivalry game that stands out either from a player's perspective or you as a coach?
No, I think it's just the focus and the attention to detail. I think the big R word, the respect that you have for it, and understand that this rivalry is there well before them. It's going to be well there after them, and same with our coaches. So it's just we got to do the best we can to respect it, and the best way to respect it is play really hard and prepare the best you can.
Thanks, Urban.
Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Bill Rabinowitz with Columbus Dispatch.
Yes, Urban. What concerns you most about Michigan's offense?
The run game. I think their tailback is an outstanding player, and their interior offensive line is really, really good. So I think, and then they do a very good job of moving and shifting and trying to create gap issues for you. And so we're spending an incredible amount of time on that.
And what's the challenge not knowing who their quarterback's going to be? How does that affect your preparation?
I don't think you don't have to check with Greg and our defensive staff more than myself, but I think they're all similar. They're very good players, and I think it's not like they drastically change their system with whoever's in there.
Thanks, Urban.
Your next question comes from the line of Ken Rota with WHBC Radio.
Urban, special teams is always a big part of a rivalry game, and I'm just curious how you're feeling about your special teams now as compared to earlier in the season when you guys have struggled.
Well, much better. Obviously, this will be a very good challenge because they have great players all over the place. Their kickoff unit's outstanding. And they come after, they're very aggressive on their punt blocks. So we're going to spend a lot of time getting ready for it because you're right, this is always a big part of the game.
And you mentioned this will be an important game for JT in his career going up against Michigan for the fourth time. He has a chance to go 4-0. What are you hoping to see out of him this week that will more than likely, if he does it, lead you to a victory?
Oh, he's a man's man. He's been that way since we've known him and is just and continues to mature. He was a very mature person back when he was a freshman. And, his preparation is legendary around here as far as the amount of time and effort and that he puts into practice and preparing, and that's what we expect.
Thanks.
Please press star, then the number one, if you would like to ask a question. Your next question comes from the line of Mike Disable with CNHI.
Hey, Urban. Your recruiting record kind of speaks for itself, but I'm curious, in these rivalry games, does winning the game have any kind of lasting recruiting implication or not so much?
I think so. I think it does, but I don't know if it's as big as everybody makes it out to be. But I certainly think there's some that's has a place in the recruiting world.
Thanks a lot.
Coach, thank you for your time and best of luck this weekend.
Thank you.